is acadianvillage.org.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
And we just heard from the latest by Tom Harrell, Blues 2013, from his group of compositions. This time is The Colors of a Dream with, I guess the release is somewhat inspired by the inspiration of Salvador Dali. I haven't talked to Harold himself, but a few reviewers have said that. It's got two bass players and no piano, which is quite different. Tom Harrell, trumpet, flugelhorn. Jalel Shaw, alto saxophone. Wayne Escoffrey, tenor sax. Esperanza Spalding, bass. Ugona Okigwo, bass. Jonathan Blake on drums. And before that, we heard from Mark Carey, Focus Trio. We heard Indigenous from Four Directions with Bernice Earl Travis II on bass, I think on electric bass on this track. Sounds like an upright to me. Rasan Carter on upright. They double on a few tracks too. And Samir Gupta on drums and percussion. And before that, we heard from pianist Aaron Parks, who's been a part of Kurt Rosenwinkel, guitarist, albums and I guess some gigs, and then also part of James Farm. He's just very good pianist, and he just turned 30, so very, very young. And this album, I'm sure, would surprise everybody, because it's solo and kind of improvisational at that, kind of like Keith Jarrett, referring to that, and also some influences by pianist Paul Bley. And, of course, there was played with Carla Bley Orchestra and also. And we heard Squirrels. And the name of this CD is Arborescence, Tree-like. And we opened it up with our man from Louisiana, Mr. Jelly Roll Morton, Shoe Shiner's Drag from 1928 from an Essential Collection. I don't know what that means. That's just a title. Anyway, that track from 1928 has Ward Pinkett on cornet, Julius Geechee Fields, the infamous, on trombone, another one, Omar Simeon, real famous on a lot of these tracks, on drums, who went to Chicago, and Lee Blair on banjo, and then two brothers, Bill Benford and Tommy Benford, in the rhythm section. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz, KRVS.org, 88.7 FM, Lake Charles Lafayette Public Radio. We're going to get back to Tom Harrell and this nightlife. Maybe one of y'all can tell me which painting this is from Dali.
Ah!
Mes amis, tapez écouter Passport to Modern Jazz KRVS 88.7. And before we get to that, we want to go through the Ted Nash big band here. This is, we heard Ether, and before that, Fire off of Chakra. And Ted Nash is Reed's composer and arranger, was a member of the jazz at the Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis. And they recorded his Portraits in Seven Shades in 2010, which received two Grammy nominations and one for Best Arrangement. This band includes Ted Nash, conductor, alto sax, alto flute, Ben Kono, alto sax, soprano, sax, flute, clarinet, Charles Pillow, alto sax, clarinet, flute, piccolo, Don Willis, tenor saxophone, clarinet, Anat Cohen, tenor sax, clarinet, Paul Nedzella, baritone sax, bass clarinet, Kenny Rampton, lead trumpet, Alfonso Horn, he's getting a lot of notice here on trumpet, Ron Horn, trumpet, Tim Hagen's trumpet, Alan Feber on lead trombone, Mark Feber trombone, Charlie Gordon on trombone, Jack Schatz on bass trombone, Christopher Zemba on piano, Mark Wynn bass, and Ulysses Owens on drums. And we heard those two cuts from Chakra. It's very, very good. And before that, we heard the from Tom Harrell, Colors of a Dream. We heard Nightlife with a vocal by Esperanza, who's he has, instead of piano, he has two bass players on that. And before the next cut, we want to play pieces that just kind of slipped by. He's been on I don't know how many cuts I've even played. I can't even believe it. Pianist Mulgrew Miller died in the spring. He died in May in Allentown. He had a little gig there as a professor, and he was only 57. He was from Mississippi, and he played with everybody. I can't believe it, and it's funny how he's gone. I guess he became director of jazz studies at William Patterson University. There's just so much going on this year. You know, it's just too much. So we have a really nice album here. We have some more cuts with him, prime tracks that we'll get to. But this is off of his album, Hand in Hand, Mulgrew Miller, that has some great players he attracted for this album. It's just wonderful. And it says, seizing the opportunity to express, and this is Mulgrew Miller, February 8th, 1993, seizing the opportunity to express my thoughts about the recording you now hold, I feel it unnecessary to indulge in the trite process of descriptive essay on the music herein. I do, however, feel compelled to share some of my feelings about the special artists who appear on the project and the experience of bringing this music to fruition. I have for some time nursed a desire to present a recorded program of completely original compositions, harmonious circumstances, finally enabled me to realize this dream. Except for the very intentional inclusion of a Donald Brown composition, one of his buddies. And he's very, didn't have a big ego or anything like that. You know, he had the records and he played with all these great people, you know. He was a very wonderful person. I found the challenge rewarding and inspiring, and I considered the musicians on the recording to be integral components of this realization. Joe Henderson, whose artistry has for years inspired every one of us on the session, delivered from a seemingly infinite source of depth and profundity. The consistency of his performance from take to take, song to song, rendered us all awestruck. Eddie Henderson's creative imagination and cooperative spirit proved to be necessary ingredients, adding substantial content to this project. His brilliant style has earned him a warm welcome back to New York. I have long felt a great kinship with Kenny Garrett and Steve Nelson. Their expansiveness in all directions, melodic, harmonic, rhythmic, emotional, and stylistic, fosters ideal conditions for my creative expression. Kenny's great talent has won him accolades and internships with Miles and Art Blakey and has made him an instrumental influence. Steve's talents, Steve's talent is so gargantuan and his development so remarkably rapid that he seems to have outdistanced the attention of many of those who should be taking notice of him. I'm certain this will change real soon. Lewis Nash and Christian McBride together proved to be a dream team. The recording is testament to their adaptability, insight, inventiveness, and professionalism. Individually, each has become among the most in-demand rhythm section players. As mentioned before, I've included a beautiful waltz written by a friend of mine. The musicians are heard in a variety of contexts, quartet, sextet, and septet. In the titling of this recording, I wanted in an ostentatious way, to address the social climate of our times and the need for the unity of mankind, whether black to black, man to man, man to woman, or race to race. Mulgrew Miller, he will definitely be missed. This is Groove's Tune, composition by Mulgrew Miller. You listen to Passport Modern Jazz. Thank you. And we're going to take a little break here. Passport to Modern Jazz. We're going to be back. Some more Late Mo Groove Miller.